Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, the evenings are lengthening and soon hopefully we'll hear the buzz of insects in the summer air. But have you ever thought about beekeeping or how you might play a part in helping to boost our insect population? With some tips for any aspiring beekeepers out there, I'm joined now by Colette O'Connell and Stephen Gallagher will be with us shortly, both with the Irish Beekeepers Association. Colette, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire, and thank you for allowing us to share our love of honeybees with your listeners.
Well, listen, I'm so interested to talk to you because I read that you started beekeeping in 2011 and I thought to myself, how did that start? Like, where do you get the notion that you're going to get into this? It's very unusual.
Well, I had my grandparents and family interested and had kept bees for a long time. And down here in West Waterford, I was blessed. We had some great people, mentors. I'm into the environment. So, yeah, natural. It just happened naturally.
And how many hives did you start off with?
I started off with what we call two nukes, and they're literally a half a hive. And I actually grew my experience as the hives grew, as the nukes grew into full hives.
And did you know what you were doing when you started off?
Not at all. Not at all. But as I said, I was blessed. We had some of the greats down here in West Waterford, like we had Claire Chavas, Martin Kern, the Taylors and Capoquin. So we learned and we laughed as we learned, which was brilliant.
And Stephen is with us now. Good morning, Stephen.
How are you doing, Claire? Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. Delighted to talk to you. So when and why did you get involved in beekeeping?
I got involved in 2013. My partner Abigail was making skin cream, kind of experimenting, and went looking to buy beeswax and couldn't find it online and ended up doing a course and found out it was easier to become a beekeeper to supply beeswax than buy it. That was pretty much it.
And did you?
Strong and stuck.
I mean, you got involved then through necessity, really, or trying to solve a problem. And then, did you find then that you enjoy it, and that's why you stuck with it?
Beekeeping is fascinating. So once you get hooked, you're kind of screwed. Like it's ridiculously fascinating. So.
So what is it about it? Tell us.
It's constantly fascinating. So like. You think you understand something and then you realise you only know 1%. So the kind of the want to learn more is the bit that keeps you going, I think. But you never stop learning from the looks of it.
Is that the same for you, Colette?
Yes. The more you find out, the more you find out you don't know. And there's a never-ending wealth of knowledge to be got there. And we always say that bees don't read the books. So bees, keepers are kept on their toes constantly. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing like the thrill of that.
Do you get stung much? I would say everyone asks you that.
Well, as a beginner, you will. But as you become more competent, you become more gentle in your movements. And the bees don't like being vibrated. They don't want to sting you because a honeybee will die if it stings you.
Mm-hmm. So that's not their primary aim. It's only
if they have to. If they have to.
And when you started off, Colette, did you have all the gear?
I joined my local association and, as I said, I was mentored by them. We started off in the 90s with, when I first started looking about it, with a white boiler suit and a hat with a veil. And I spent most of my time looking to see if I was looking at a bee's belly or a back, because if I was looking at the back, the bee had gone into the wrong side of the veil. Nowadays, we're much more bee-proofed in our suits, and we're better at handling them, so we don't have the same. We can focus more on what's inside the hive.
And Stephen, what about you? Are you big into having all the gear and, you know, making sure that you're protected?
I'm of the opinion where I don't listen to rules, and they say never wear black, so I wear black. And I want to learn why you don't wear black. And then you realise that you don't wear black because on a hot day, you cook. So that's why you don't wear black with the idea is, or the way it was told was, you know, wear black because you look like a bear and the bees don't like bears because they steal their honey. But I'm pretty sure the idea is that you just cook in the summer.
So do you get stung then much if you're not paying much attention to having the safety gear?
Not really. Like, the way Colette's explaining it, it's very gentle. It's meditative. So you do slow movements and you don't disturb them. They'll be a lot happier with you than if you were rough and abrupt.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, a bee sting isn't nearly as bad as a wasp sting, is it?
In my opinion, no, wasping is much more painful.
Tell me about the difference, Colette, between bees and wasps.
Well, as I said, a honeybee will die if it stings you. A wasp can regenerate their sting within 20 minutes. Now, a lot of people don't like wasps. I didn't like them last summer because they gave my bees a tough time. But they have a role in the environment as well. So, you know, we have to be aware.
What do you mean they gave the bees a tough time?
It was a very, they were very strong last summer, and it wasn't a good summer for the honeybees, so they were weak, and so a lot of weak colonies would have been attacked by the wasps and would have died out.
Oh, they attack them, do they?
They will, you see, because in the summer, when they're starting to build their nests, they need a lot of honey stores, or sorry, bee bodies and stuff. So they will actually take the bees and feed their young brood with the protein from the bees' bodies.
Right.
Nature can be tough, but at the same time, wasps are a gardener's friend, and they will eat a lot of the garden pests that we don't like as well. So they have a role in nature too.
Stephen, do you agree with that? Are wasps the enemy, or are they friends?
They're friends. Yeah, they're friends, definitely.
Yeah, they're not enemies of the bees, are they?
They can be. Yeah, at the end of the summer, they can. They see wasps are kind of like they're the meat eaters of the insect, and the bee is like the vegetarian. So the wasp feeds, as Colette's saying, they feed on aphids and stuff during the summer, but then at the end of the summer, the aphids disappear. They start to starve, and then they predate on the honeybees.
Wow. Colette, when you're dealing with stings, I know you have some advice for people on how best to treat them.
Well, what we suggest is that you actually scrape, if it's a honeybee sting, you scrape the sting out of your skin to the side. Use your fingernail or a knife or a hive tool, whatever. If you're beekeeping, what we recommend is you put a puff of smoke on it straight away to stop the pheromone alerting the other bees to come and attack at the sting site, because stings have a pheromone and it's calling the other bees come attack here. So, yeah.
I'm terrified now that you get stung once and they all swarm.
No. They come to this. It's their defense mechanism. But a rub of garlic on a bee sting works wonders. Bread soda paste. For wasp stings, we recommend vinegar. It counteracts the pH of the sting. You know. But listen, I mean, beekeeping, don't be terrified. Bees don't, as I said, don't want to sting you. They'll actually let a noise off if you're being too rough and tell you kind of, you go be a little bit more gentle.
It's about how we behave around them.
It's how
really.
We behave. And I was telling Rachel, your assistant there, if you'd ever like to come and see the inside of the hive, we give you the gear. There's loads of IBA associations dotted around the country, and they'll all be delighted to have you and your team down to look inside the hive.
We better call Rachel, the producer. I don't have assistants.
I'm so sorry, Rachel. My apologies.
Don't worry at all. Listen, Stephen, I want to talk to you about swarms.ie. What is swarms.ie?
It is 999 for bees. So it's an all Ireland help network for swarms and bees. And it's made up of 605 volunteer beekeepers across the country at the minute. And how it works is the public alert, the website, myself, and then I report to or find the nearest beekeeper, and they come as quick as they can, and they collect the bees when they're easy, so on a branch when they swarmed, and when they're a big ball of bees. And then the beekeeper brings them home and keeps them alive.
And that is possible to do that. It is possible to move them, keep them alive and reinstall them.
Very, very, yeah, depending on where they are. So, like, if they're on a low-hanging branch, it's a very easy job. If they're in your chimney, it's a really hard job. So we try to prevent them before they get into your chimney.
And is this why you invented the bee hoover?
Yeah, so I got an offer. Like the swarms of the E idea was to just get the easy handy bees, which are swarms. But then a lot of people were contacting to say there's bees living in the roof for 3 or 4 years and they need to be removed and you need tools for that. So the hoover kind of came from there, the vacuum came from that.
Okay, and that does that save the bees as well?
Yeah, it safely takes them out of the roof, because if you don't have a hoover, it makes the job, or if you don't have a vacuum, it makes the job really, really difficult, because they crawl into the dark as you try and take them out. So you need to kind of pull them out first.
Okay, so the trick is to catch the bees before they go into your house. I mean, is it possible to do that? I'm sure they would prefer to have their hive in a garden rather than in a roof, would they?
So in nature, they usually go for a hollow tree. But because their ecology is changing, the options for where they'd naturally go are disappearing, and the next best place seems to be our roofs. So that's basically what's happened over the last couple of decades.
Well, Colette, that takes me to a really important point, and you want to encourage people to leave a place in their garden, at least a small area, a wilded area where they can happily live.
Yes, lots of people approach the Irish Beekeepers Association looking to take up beekeeping because they want to help the bees. But what they don't realise is there's lots of solitary and other pollinating insects that need our help, and they're every bit as much as important as honeybees for pollinating our flowers and crops. So if people want to go on pollinators.ie, there's lots of tips there for councils, churches, schools, urban gardens, farmers. Little ways that we can all play our part to help all pollinating insects. If you look around the countryside at the moment, dandelions are profuse, and they're a very, very important source of food for bees that are waking up out of the winter slumber.
I know that you would both encourage anyone who's interested in this to contact the Irish Beekeepers Association, as you both did. But I have a really lovely text here from somebody who says, my sister and I started beekeeping in Naas in 2019. Without the assistance of the North Kildare Beekeepers Association, we would have mass murdered our hives. We have lectures every Tuesday by a group of volunteers who are extraordinary and have a WhatsApp group to post questions. We're now 300 plus members strong. It's an amazing organisation who do so much for the environment, and it's a privilege to be part of it. And I'm sure you'd both agree.
We do, yeah. We know the North Kildare. They're one of the Irish Beekeepers Association groups. And just as a quick word there, County Waterford Beekeepers Association, through the help of the Irish Beekeepers Association Education Officer, are doing an introductory course on basic beekeeping starting this Thursday.
Okay. Is that your group, by the way, Stephen, the North Kildare group?
That's my native group.
Ah, okay. Well, that's a great plaudit for you there. Well, look, I think it'd be fascinating to even have a look at their website to see what they do, even if you're never going to go down the road of beekeeping. Even better if you are. Stephen and Colette, thank you both very much indeed for joining us on the programme.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.